For weeks, Texas Republicans braced for a battle over how to address undocumented immigrants already living here. 2 years ago, the party softened its position by adopting the Texas solution, which called for allowing some undocumented immigrants to continue working in Texas if they passed criminal background checks, paid fines and fees, and agreed not to accept public financial assistance. But delegates like David Carter of Temple said the Texas solution only encouraged illegal immigration.
They call it a guest worker program, but it's not guest workers. It's current illegal aliens, people that ought to be deported, are being allowed to be here. It would be changed to illegal status.
Norm Adams, an insurance agent from Houston, helped write the guest worker program and warned that getting rid of it would alienate Hispanic voters the party is trying to attract.
If we come out of this convention and the headline is Texas Republicans reject guest worker program and support deportation, that will be the worst thing that could happen to the Texas Republican Party, because it will be what's needed to turn Texas blue.
Adams and other Republicans backing a guest worker program thought delegates would opt to keep it.
I'm here to speak in favor of this motion.
But when debate began on the convention floor, opponents took control.
This is wrong. People should have to follow the law, should not get a preference.
After several hours of considering options, delegates divided into Senate districts to vote on a three-page document. It says that in an economy with unemployment, quote, America can ill afford a guest worker program designed to depress wages.
Carl, let me have those numbers again.
In Dallas County Senate District 16, an overwhelming number agreed with Barbara Stauffer of Garland.
That's what we want, is no guest worker program. We have a lot of Americans that are not employed and need work. And I'm just concerned that we're lacking focus on the rule of law.
Senate District 16.
And when the votes were tallied, 56% of 8,500 Republicans had voted to get rid of the guest worker program. The platform also goes back to positions held in 2010 and calls for banning sanctuary cities and eliminating in-state tuition for undocumented students who went to high school in Texas. Joanne Fleming, who heads an influential Tea Party group, was pleased.
It emphasizes security, border security. It does not give a step toward legalization for those who are here illegally.
Norman Adams wasn't.
I would prefer to have gone out of here with no immigration plank rather than to go out of here with one that has no solution offered. As far as I'm concerned, we've moved our party back 10 years.
Within hours of the vote, Wendy Davis, the Democratic candidate for governor, was telling a Latino group in Houston her opponent's party disrespects them and backs an immigration policy that would tear apart families and punish innocent children. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.